Saskatoon. The Western Development Museum CEO Joan Kanigan has been recognized as one of the top 20 women leaders for 2023 by the Women Leaders magazine. The goal of the magazine is to identify the most dynamic and successful women leaders who would inspire young entrepreneurs. Kanigan was proactively selected by the magazine using a process of data analysis through information available through public domains such as websites, social media platforms, press releases, news and updates, blogs, and customer review portals. The magazine selects women from all industries across Canada and the USA. Joan was selected for her work as a nonprofit leader. Specifically, the magazine noted Joan's dynamic experience of over two decades managing and strengthening nonprofits. Her current work with the WDM to increase diversity and inclusion as part of the WDM's vision was also noted as a factor in her selection. It appears this magazine has discovered the secret that we have known all along. We have a wonderful asset in Joan Kanigan heading the WDM organization. Her dedication to the stakeholders, the organization, the staff, and the skills that she brings forward are unparalleled, said Orlando Drebet, Chair, WDM Board of Directors. Kanigan said, I am humbled and honored to be recognized by the Women Leaders magazine. The support of my family has been key, and so much of the WDM's recent successes is because of the amazing people I get to work with. The Women Leaders magazine wrote about Kanigan, Joan Kanigan, CEO of the Western Development Museum, WDM, took an extraordinarily unique yet bold step as a leader in 2021. She initiated a 360-degree performance assessment to better understand how she was performing and where she needed to improve, all through an honest and critical feedback system to know where she was standing as a leader and a manager. My intent with this performance review was to ensure I am serving the WDM and those I am responsible for to the best of my abilities, she says. The things that my staff felt I was doing most effectively include listening to them at all levels, using staff input to make decisions, making people comfortable to bring issues, opinions, and questions forward, valuing others' thoughts and opinions, and identifying needs and opportunities for organizational improvement.